This is MSO, NewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Steve Krause, sports editor of the Daily Item and Lynn. And Steve, welcome back this week.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Great. Well, Steve, let's pick up with some high school football talk. Let's go take them in order, last weekend to this weekend, I suppose. And you were at that the Swampscott-Lynn English game, the late-night game Friday night at Manning Field and Lynn. In Tuesday's paper, you wrote a column on it about the length of the doubleheader, time-wise, clock-wise, and wristwatch time-wise, I'm talking about. And I guess some thoughts from you on the game or on the night.
Well, first of all, I don't want anybody to misunderstand. I'm all for these doubleheaders. I think they're great. You know, for to be able to go to two games on a Friday night, you know, especially if you're a kid that's interested in high school sports, I think that's a great thing. And I think that the city should continue doing it regardless of what I thought of Friday night's games. But I think they maybe should think about starting one of them earlier. And I think while I'm at it, I think that the only logical way to do something like that to me is to have who's ever coming in to play the early game be close by. I think it was probably really tough for Gloucester to get down there for a 5 o'clock game. I mean, it's Gloucester, you know. It's not around the corner. But that way you can start the first one maybe a little earlier. If you had reversed them and had English Swampscott first, you could have had Swampscott come in at 4:30 and then, you know, given Gloucester the time, maybe, you know, at the latest I would have to think 10:30 is a good time to get out of there. I just think 11's too late. Too many other things that start going on at 11 o'clock that cops are needed for. And other things, and I just kind of feel that, you know, particularly the way the game went, it was really getting to a point where it was getting ridiculous. Yeah. You know, I just think that, 19 penalties, a lot of penalties, and when you consider the clock stops every time there's a penalty, you can't ask referees not to call penalties, but you have to put a little air into this evening to compensate for these things. Particularly on top of all that, poor Baskin kid from Swampscott, Isaiah Baskin, looks like he sprained his ACL, which, as we all know, is not a good thing. And he's got an ankle sprain. You could hear the pop from up in the press box, and you could hear him crying out from up in the press box. Just a devastating injury for a kid to have, and, you know, but that then added a half hour to the, as you call it, the wristwatch time. And you put everything together. And then, like Chris Carroll pointed out, the English coach, both teams run a spread, which means they're throwing the ball a lot. And there were, on English's side, there were, in both sides really, there were an awful lot of incompletions. They stopped the clock. So it was just a perfect storm of every inconvenient thing that could happen.
Then the game went to overtime, Steve.
On top of that, the game goes into overtime, right?
Yeah, you can't make this stuff up. But again, in all due respect to the there were two lengthy injury timeouts too, and that so that wasn't helpful at all, and that's unfortunate as well. Steve, you're I know this week you're headed back to to Manning Field, almost slipped and said the ball, Manning Field, and for St. Mary's and Lynn English. So the Bulldogs look to kind of try to rebound.
I still call it the Bull, so don't worry about it. It'll always be the Bull to me. If you judge the two games, St. Mary's wins. They scored 30 points in the first quarter of Saturday night's game, never mind half quarter. I think English probably going to have its hands full. But I don't want, you know, I think any team that plays St. Mary's this year is going to have its hands full. You know, they're a good team. And, you know, Chris Carroll said that they're going to do all that they can do to be prepared for it. And he will. You know, he's a good coach. They'll do it. But I don't know if it's going to be enough. But then look what happened last Sunday night with the Patriots. Now, who thought they were going to win that game? And they did.
Yeah. And I know coaches have told me that, you know, you're looking for your biggest improvement at any time in the season from week one to week two. And so clearly there are a bunch of coaches hoping that that, in fact, does happen, and one of them would be Chris Carroll.
Yeah, one of them would be probably Tim Phelps, too. I you know, the, how many bizarre ways can Gloucester beat Classico? I mean, they're just running out. And unfortunately for me, I missed a lot of that game because I had assigned myself the late game, but I wanted to go see the early game, but I spent the better part of the second half of that Gloucester Classical game circling the parking lot like a vulture looking for somebody who was leaving. And I knew that it was a good game because nobody was leaving.
And it was all of that. And it's one of those games, I think, if Tim Phelps didn't look at the score, he could look at his team matching up against Gloucester and say, hey, we did a lot of good things here. We didn't make a lot of mistakes. All of those 1-2-3. But unfortunately, they just basically came down to one big play, and they're on the losing side of a two-point game.
And that happens so often when those two teams play. They always manage to be even on the field. But some crazy thing happens, and Gloucester ends up going home with the win.
All right. From football to soccer, the other football, I guess. Boys soccer this week, Lynn English was a winner over St. Mary's in the Lynn City Tournament. So a lot of folks may not know beyond Lynn about the City Tournament, but kind of a big deal, and they won the semis and then won the championship game.
A big win for English to win the championship game, 3-1, and it's no fluke. They played St. Mary's tough. You know, soccer is one of those games where there are a couple of ways to go. You know, and English's way is to pack it down and then try to kick it out and have one of their fast players go down the field and control the ball and score. And twice they did it, and it worked. And then the third time they were just trying to protect the lead. And this kid, Muhammad, I can't even think of his last name, he just booted the ball, and it took a crazy bounce over the goalie's head and went into the net. And you should have seen the celebration after that, because by then it was they were in under 2 minute time. They were in extra time when it happened, and you knew the game was going to end any second. So that pretty much sealed the game, and it's a huge victory for the English program because it has really struggled in the last few years, and to beat I would consider St. Mary's a quality program in soccer. And to beat a quality program like that and do it not because of some crazy thing that happened, but because they played their game and they outplayed St. Mary's. And to do that is pretty impressive to me. Props go to all of them over there.
You know, I can remember probably back in the 80s, Steve, when Ken Noyes was coach at Lynn English. I mean, they had some good teams back then. They were always competing with the Beverleys and the Salems, Marbleheads, and there were always some good games there.
Yeah, Kerry King, who's the coach now, told me preseason that one of the things that he has to kind of almost referee is the clash in styles. They have some Africans on that team, and then they have some Latin Americans on the team. The two styles are different. You know, and it's awfully hard time to get them to be on the same page because they're used to playing their way, and the Latin Americans are used to playing their way, and the trick is to get the twain to meet.
Well, we got the same style, Steve. Both got blue shirts on here today, so I think we're good to go.
The fashionistas, the two of us.
Yeah. All right, Steve, good talking with you, and we'll check in with you again soon.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay. Steve Krause, sports editor of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.